That film is an amazing medium to be able to tell stories in. It's probably the greatest storytelling medium ever invented, and a socially relevant film can literally be the agent of change. We've all seen documentaries and films that will change not just the conversation but can change the way people perceive things, people's knowledge of things. We look at the work of people like Michael Moore, you know, where a filmmaker can shine a light on something, probably like the filmmaker we're going to be talking to soon, on an aspect of you know, human culture that we really are maybe unaware of or didn't know about.
Yeah, absolutely. There is absolutely every possibility that through this powerful visual medium, we can definitely see positive social change around us. Mm-hmm. Because we learn more about what's going on, and also it gives us the way we look at it is, yes, the world is in terrible shape nowadays if we start talking about all the social issues and problems, but we try to always show the glimmer of hope, the silver lining. We like to show that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Otherwise, if we just sat there and talked about all these negative things and what's going on in the world and how horrible all these social issues are, then what else is there left for us to do? But no, we want to learn and to see how we can change it, how we can improve and make our lives better.
This is the morning show on radio station WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. We're streaming, by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, thanks to listeners just like those of you listening right now, speaking with Nora Armani and Mike Sargent. Nora Armani, the founding artistic director of the Socially Relevant Film Festival New York, and I want to bring in just a moment, Jill Woodward.
How do bodies live in the environments and the situations they find themselves in? How do they find softness and resiliency when they're surrounded by harshness?
And Mike, I just wanted to just play a few bars, if you will, of Bodies of Resilience. Bodies of Resilience. It's by filmmaker Jill Woodward, and she's on the line joining us as well this morning. She's also part of the Socially Relevant Film Festival. And good morning, Jill, and thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, we hear you just fine.
So, Jill, tell us a little about your film, what it's called, Bodies of Resilience, what it means, and exactly what it is.
Sure. So the first voice that you heard there was a colleague of mine, Despina Stamos, who's a Greek-American, and she lives here in New York City, and she founded a project in Athens where her home country, where she put out a call to do a dance project with pretty much anybody in Athens that wanted to work on a community dance project. She wound up working with some immigrants who had been living in Athens, and she continued working on the project annually, essentially. She lives here in New York, and she invited me to join her. I brought my camera, and I have done a series of short films about this project. And over the years, the project has evolved in the type of asylum seekers or immigrants or refugees who have been attracted to the project. In this film, it's basically a bit of a poetic look into their experience, which can be very ephemeral, of the immigration, basically where they came from, why they left, how they got to where they came to be, and what are the issues they're dealing with now that they live in Greece.
And what made this subject so compelling to you, and what made you decide that you were going to devote, I mean, people may not know, you know, sometimes making a short can take you just almost as long as making a feature.
It's true, and it's definitely knowing the people and their stories that were compelling me to continue to work on the project, and I feel like these people are not necessarily getting a voice in the conversation that we're having today. Although now we're the plight of refugees and asylum seekers is definitely much more on the front burner than when I started, it's still good to hear directly from them, especially now when we're seeing a lot of images of people arriving in rafts from other places, and there's a pretty big conversation about, you know, what's going on, especially with Syrian refugees. We're still not hearing that much directly from their voices, and that's something that I wanted to, like, be able to help facilitate.
Well, Nora, I wanted to jump back to you for a second. Sure. When will this film be playing, and can you also speak on just the idea that one of the things we didn't get to mention is, and it's great that we have Jill, is that not only do you get to see feature films, but you get to see short films. And while there are a lot of feature films you don't get to see, there are shorts you will never get to see unless you get to go to a film festival.
Totally, absolutely. And I'm very happy that you mentioned this before even we came on, that festivals are so important in general. Besides the Socially Relevant Film Festival, every festival is very important, because now every little art house cinema, one after the other, unfortunately, is closing. And the only place that we could have ever kind of maybe caught with one of these films in an art house, that hope and that possibility is dwindling by the day. So film festivals bring us all these things together, especially the shorts. Bodies of Resilience is playing on Saturday, the 19th, and it precedes a very interesting feature film, which is called Dance Iranian Style. And it's very similar in topic, because it's about an Iranian girl who doesn't have her papers, whose refugee status is not, residency is not given, in Holland, in Amsterdam, and she is dancing in the streets and expressing herself that way. And Bodies of Resilience had a very similar theme running through it, so I felt, wow, this is a pairing that is made in heaven. And we tried to pair up the shorts that thematically fit with a feature so that they kind of lead on into the conversation. And some other shorts, we put them in groups of shorts, and we're calling them short blocks. For one of them, for example, is about women and climate. The other is about discrimination and injustice, disability, love, and hope. And then the last one is about social media, which is followed by a Q&A panel on social media and film. So the shorts definitely have a very important existence in the programming of the Socially Relevant Film Festival.
Jill, let me ask you a question. For you, when you show at these festivals and the interaction you're able to get from the audience and maybe the enlightenment you're able to give, what do you get out of going to a film festival as a filmmaker, being able to interact with the audience and show your work?
It's always a great thing to have a give and take, because when you work on a film, you're not really interacting with, you know, the intended audience. You're just basically working on it for years, and you don't really know how it's going to be received at all, or if it will ever be received. So it's great to have that experience and meet other filmmakers as well, who might, you know, be interested in you see their work. So from that perspective, it's really wonderful. And I would have to say, from an audience member perspective, going to a theater or a festival, especially where there's a Q&A afterwards, it really adds a lot of value to the whole experience. It's not a Netflix thing. It's really something that you can only get when you leave the couch and go and see that topic that you're interested in and then be part of a really much bigger conversation at the end where you get to hear a few more insights about the filmmaking process and the subject matter.
Yeah, and it's very important to mention that as much as possible, we try to allow as much as possible, almost with every film, even the shorts, a Q&A session where the audience can actually interact and ask questions. And this year we also have the luxury, I should say, quote-unquote, of having a huge mezzanine area that the Bowtie Cinema gracefully put it to our use, that will be possible where the people can mingle with the filmmakers during little happy hours that we have created on a daily basis, where they can actually talk to the filmmakers and network and meet their friends and all that. So it's going to be a full festival experience, not just coming to a cinema and watching a movie.
Well, I think Jill just coined a phrase for you for next year. It's not just a Netflix thing.
Yes, that's great. I like that.
All right, Michael, could you tell more how people can get these all-access passes and what they need to do?
I want to get right back to that because we're quickly running out of time. It's just 5 minutes to the hour. That's Mike Sargent there, a voice you know here on WBAI quite regularly, the host and producer of Night Shift, Monday night into Tuesday mornings at midnight. Also on the line this morning, Nora Armani, the founding artistic director of the Socially Relevant Film Festival NY. Jill Woodward, one of the filmmakers in SR, the film Bodies of Resilience, just a little bit of that audio in the background. The number to call is 212-209-2950 for a $200 contribution to WBAI, an all-access pass.
Worth over $500.
That's right, Mike. You're absolutely right, Mike, over $500. We have 10 passes total, but they're 10 pairs, right?
Yes, exactly. You go with a friend.
You go with a friend. So we want to get you to the theater. We want to get you to the Socially Relevant Film Festival, in particular, for a $200 contribution supporting WBAI, 212-209-2950, only on WBAI. And Nora, you know, I heard you earlier, you know, you could pitch for WBAI anytime because you know the importance of a station like this. You know the access to this information and to this kind of dialogue, this long-form dialogue that it's just not possible anywhere else in media.
Yes, and it's so important in our lives today.
It is, it is. So we are wrapping up this hour, but it is a $200 contribution, the all-access pass. Now, Nora, what does that mean, an all-access pass? I mean, it's self-explanatory, but please.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, carte blanche that gets you everywhere, starting from our opening panel with Robert Schenken, Mark Levy, Lila Azam Sangane, and Brigitte Gauthier about adapting the novel for the screen, all the way to the award ceremonies of the winners and the parties in between with the
parties,
screenings, everything.
Parties.
So, parties is very important.
Absolutely.
Part of the deal. So, yeah, the you know, it doesn't put any limitations. Oh, you can come to this one. Oh, but not that one is the invitation. No, it just gets you everywhere. And the only thing is that, of course, you have to reserve ahead of time because it's on space availability.
All right. So reserve ahead of time and make that call right now at 212-209-2950 for the all-access pass, a $200 contribution, a tax-deductible contribution to WBAI. 212-209-2950. 50 is the number to call. Mike, why don't you wrap it up? And
well, I just want to say I think I want to thank Nora and Jill for being here, but I also want to say, you know, going to film festival, this is a great, this, you know, an all-access pass like this or a pair is a great gift for someone that you may know that is either a budding filmmaker or someone who's very interested in social issues. This is a very unique film festival. There are film festivals that have films like this, but never film festival that all the films have relevance to who and what we are and the human condition. So this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely. It's really, it's a opportunity to gift and support a very important radio station. And come and see wonderful films that have...
It's an opportunity to give and receive.
Absolutely.
Nora, how can people find more information about the Socially Relevant Film Festival as we wind up?
Yeah, everything is on our website. Of course, every day we are adding new things. Our ticketing is up and coming. Right now, the all-access pass is available, and also a five-ticket combo, which is another thing we offer, that you can, if you don't want to spend $200 or $250 at this time, you can just buy five-ticket combo, and you can use them any which way you like on any film. Right. It's on ratedsrfilms.org. That's R-A-T-E-D-S, like socially, R like relevant, films in the plural, .org.
Right. Well, Nora, thank you so very much. Nora Armani, the founding artistic director of the Socially Relevant Film Festival, NY, thank you very much for being here this morning, as well as Jill Woodward, the filmmaker of Bodies of Resilience. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks. It's always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Mike Sargent, I can't thank you enough for making this happen the way that you did. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Mike Sargent. Michael G. Haskins here on WBAI 99.5 FM. The $200 all-access pass, the Socially Relevant Film Festival, March 14th through the 20th. We have 10 passes total, 10 pairs. $200, a $200 contribution, and what Mike said, very, very key. Get it for a friend. It's a great gift, a great gift. And there's no premium involved. This Socially Relevant Film Festival, that's it. You get to go, an all-access pass. $200 contribution to WBAI, 212-209-2950. Oh, most of them don't know.